is right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Straightway. All right. Well, me and you tuned in. And we'll get a mailing address. And, you know, for those of you who choose to support the work of the Most High Yah, if you choose to, we appreciate it. If not, then glory to the King. Yah will provide. We had a wonderful time down at the conference there in Atlanta. I had an opportunity to meet a bunch of brand new brethren. Brethren that is actually, now I want everybody to understand something before. Let me go forward here, okay? We are coming across some very informed, dynamic brothers. We really truly are. As well as sisters, too. I mean, really, good quality people, if I can use that term and be pure. Good quality people, okay? Brother Yakin, I think that's how you pronounce his name. We got a knowledge of the herbs. Got many people, doctor's verification of being healed of HPV, HSV-1, HSV-2. I mean, negative test results come back just all the time. Yeah, all the time. And, of course, you know, the Most High says the herb of the field for the service of man. And, of course, you know, that's just another aspect of healing besides divine healing.
Yes.
You know, he already told us that, too. And so the Most High Yah has sent us someone we would consider to be an expert in the field of using the herb of the field for the service of man. And that's a blessing.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to meet Brother Baldwin face-to-face. He's the one that's helping Brother Kabir out. Help myself out with Brian Coward, you know, the man we're not going to contract with. He's mad because I won't sign his affidavit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants me to. He thinks we're ignorant, stupid.
Yeah.
The man's got knowledge of common law. He's an arbitrator. Been doing it for 20-something years. A veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Very informed. Always in the courtroom helping people out. Getting free from the system. Knows exactly what he's talking about. The Most High Yah is bringing people like that to us as well. And it was an honor to meet them, Brother Maccabees, and the brother that was with them that traveled all the way from Missouri. We met a lot of serious-minded people. And as they say out there in the world, these new terms, you know, we say this in the old days, they're going to be rocking with Straightway. Meaning that they're going to be part of the fellowship, being part of us and stuff. Because they said, man, you know, this is it. Now, what's it is the Most High.
Yes.
That's what's it, for real. Straightway is just an identity or identified mark. Because straight is the way, narrow is the way. That's how we ended up with the name anyway. Straightway. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, Bro Shane came up with the straight. I said straightway is spelled it the old traditional way. He got into the book and looked it up, and it's a more narrow way, more straight away. And that's the reason why we spell it Straightway, straightway, man, straightway. And it's just a real, real true blessing. And that's what we're on. We're on the straight and narrow way. We're on the straightway. And that's all it is. Just identified by a serious-minded brothers and sisters who are believers in the Messiah. And I know Michael Israel and Sister Corey and all them, man, I tell you, they had their work cut out for them. And of course, they're learning the tricks of the trade, if you want to call it, if I can use that and be pure, about setting up events and dealing with people, because it's remarkable and amazing. Met many people down there. I was honored to meet. I actually went through the audience and tried my best to make sure that I spoke with every single person that showed up there. So contrary to popular opinion, the ministry's doing well. Over 200 something people showed up to that event. And time went by really, really fast. And it was just a wonderful job. Wonderful job that was done. You know, there's some fine tuning. There's always room for improvement in everything. We got a meeting coming up on the world's Christmas. I've already been talking with Brother Israel about He just sent me the venue, so I'm getting ready to lock it down. And, of course, this time we have this particular event, it's going to be a little bit different because Elder Rufus is going to be the one that's actually moderating it and carrying it forward. It's going to be a, what they call the old school way or straight way, the way we normally do events. And if you're anywhere on that East Coast, all the way from Connecticut all the way down to Miami, the tip of Florida or Florida Keys, on December the 25th, I realize that some of you are going to probably be with your pagan family, which you shouldn't be, but December 25th, the Israelites, we're going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, be the Father's will, and we believe it is the Father's will. And we're going to be bringing forth instructions. We're going to have, this time, what's going on is we're going to actually have, we're going to be talking about community lifestyle, living, a word from the Most High Yah, prevalent to us today, the way we should be carrying ourselves, living, and the way our mindset should be going forward. We're also going to talk about strategic elements of a community and what it takes to actually make it run and the type of demographics of people that you need to have, because you need to have people that have the same mind in order for it to run.
Yes.
And be successful, because many people over the centuries, even in the past few years, have tried to start communities and have successfully failed, if I can use that as an oxymoron. And they are no more. They have come to naught. And Straightway is still pushing. In the words of Elder Rubas, going on 3 decades. And that is the truth. We have endured the test of time.
Yes.
Wind and tide. We've been content to go against wind and tide to stand with the Most High God in face of all opposition. And so that's just the way it is. And so also this time, Brother Gideon, down there, it was amazing, because you remember before we headed to this particular meeting, there was this guy who calls himself an elder out in California that was determined that he was going to do whatever he can. Say he's going to have 2,000 some people call in and try to shut the meeting down. Even had one Jezebel call in and just give a bunch of lip with some people and stuff talking about us and lied on us, just flat out lied. What is it today that people can actually twist and walk their tongues and lie with impunity? You know what I mean? The slander of a city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing that the Most High God is, man, it's hard for people to stand against. I mean, just with no consciousness whatsoever at all. Just lie. Flat out lie. How do you do that? Nothing but Satan. Nothing but the Hasatan. Old teacher just got finished doing an 18-hour shift. And you look just as tired as I am. You look a wreck, man. You look a mess, just like I do. We got back to the house last night, and Kabir wanted to stay up and talk about guns. I wanted to go to bed. I guess you're your brother's keeper, huh? Got to get the info when the info is out there then, huh? Bless you. Bless you, Brother Kabir. Know he love you, my brother. The love is real.
Oh,
my heart. One soul, one mind, one spirit. We enjoyed it. But received a good, had a wonderful time with the people down there. Really, truly did. We're going to bring Gideon down there. This time, he is actually going to talk about security. He's going to have a big block of time, and we're not going to keep the people that long. The event is probably going to be something like maybe like 12 to 4, 12 to 5, something like that. So everybody can be able to get back home in a decent time. You know what I mean? All back to their prospective places, hotel room. We're going to probably run something like that. We're not going to have a cover charge. There's not going to be no place you can go to sign up. Straightway is going to take care of the expenses of this meeting down in Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to give you plenty of time. I'm just telling you right now, because the 25th of December, which is the World's Wednesday, we're going to be there in Jacksonville, Florida. And the way we do things at Straightway is if you like to contribute, Because I'm going to tell you right now, the room is going to run us $1,600 up front. But if you'd like to contribute to the cause, when you get there, you just find myself, Elder Rufus, or one of my shines, and have an envelope, have your name on it, and just give it to them. And we'll put it towards the expenses of the particular meeting. That's how we do things. All right? We go ahead and foot the bill and fund everything up front. More like we're going to have something to eat and everything. It looks like we're going to be able to lock this thing down. And so we're looking forward to seeing you, and you there on the Jacksonville meeting there in Florida. So if you're anywhere along that East Coast and then somewhere inward, if you like to travel and come and see us, that's what we're going to be doing. Now, we're not going to, I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to have too much of what you call entertainment. I'm going to entertain you with the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. That's what I'm going to entertain you with.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to give you something, food for the soul.
Yes.
And it's going to rock that soul and really turn on your sensitivity to the Most High God, Lord to the King. And it will be edifying because I would definitely have a hell of a lot more time to speak in that particular meeting. I may speak up to 3 hours on this one, maybe 4. But whatever it is, I guarantee you it's going to be some information that you ain't never ever heard of and seen before. Some things may be a little bit more redundant, but we're going to be like an expert. We're going to hone in. We're going to put you right in the crosshairs. And we're going to give you the answers that you need. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful time of fellowship there, okay? Because it's going to be done the old school straight way. Then we got a meeting planned on also in Dallas, Texas. And then we're going to also be in, again, somewhere on the East Coast, in the D.C., Maryland area, up there with Brother Rob sometime in the middle of February as well, okay? So we got plenty of meetings and things scheduled. Now, between now and then, we also got a wedding to perform in December. Brother Will and Sister Renee will be consummating on Thursday, the 22nd of the Roman month of December. And Elder Mitch from Straightway Kentucky East, the head of the community up there, we have 86 acres up there, and Elder Mitch will be down here to deliver the word the 14th of the Roman month of December, 2019. So we are already busy. I promise you we are. We pretty much stay that way, though, don't we? Brother Bud is doing a wonderful job laying the floor and putting everything out on Tabernacle, and like I stated before, earlier today, I gave an idea there on Facebook how we're going to go about teaching this next generation building skills and getting things ready to move forward for the next generation. And not only that, we got a lot of things to do to get ourselves together. All right. I have 2 young daughters of Zion up here. That now I have 2 of them up here that's on Straightway. That we're watching over, and they're very intelligent young daughters of Zion, getting themselves purified and coming into 100% distinct holiness and womanhood. And of course, you know, you got 1,000 people want to ask for their hand in marriage, and the answer is not no, but hell no.
Yeah.
They're gonna focus on the Most High Yah and get themselves ready
first
and foremost. So don't come and ask me a damn thing, because the answer is not no, but hell no. How about that? So now that we've settled that, now we can move on, and you don't have to be distracted. You can stay concentrated on the Most High, y'all. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say it again. What is that, Matthew 6:34, man? Before the teacher says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Let's go over here to Mattitiu. Yeah, he'll be quoting scripture, so we're going to see if we can pull it on up here. Matthew 6, I think it's 34, man. Let me get on down here. No, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, it's amazing. When you do seek the kingdom of Yah first and all his righteousness, he does add these things to you. And he already promised you, we went over it. Houses, lands, mothers, brothers, sisters. He promised all that. Wives, he promised all that. I know that translation took out the wives, but we understand what they do in monolingual, right? But he did say that. And it's amazing because watch this. Listen to this. Let's follow it for a second. He said, seek ye first the principal thing.
First
and foremost. At God. One. Seek ye first. All right? First could be translated meal in the Greek or proton in the Greek. You know, depends on. But we look up the word right here. It pretty much tells us what it is. I'm sure it's probably proton. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Then he says, all these things will be added unto you. What is all these things? Well, he did promise to give you the desires of your heart. Now, first of all, number one, you don't know your heart. Because the heart is evilly, above all things, it is evilly and desperately wicked, and only Yah knows it. So don't give me you know your wicked heart, because you don't know your wicked heart. Your heart is just like every other fallible and flawed man. It's wicked as hell, period, point blank. That includes all of us who are standing above the ground on this earth. And that's why we have to live by his righteousness. And all our righteousness is of him. But it's amazing. Because when you seek him first, he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
And many times you don't even know the desires of your heart. The Most High will just put it in you. Next thing you know, he gives it to you. When you seek him first.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't say, seek him first. They used to say, seek me first.
Me.
And they put me, myself, and I. And they self-centered, self-focused, and self-absorbed, self above it.
They're going to lose it.
Yeah, they're going to lose it all, too. nothing comes between your nemesia, your breath, Ruach, and the Most High Yah. Nothing between it. All right? Nothing between it at all. So we got a lot going on. And, you know, it's amazing because we already cleared out, you know, the quarters for that calendar right there, and you can see we already done moved over in to what they call the turn of the Roman year, and you can see November, December's already full, a little bit of leisure there. Mother Carol, everybody know Mother Carol, right? I mean, I thought I've been with her for like 35 years.
Yes.
I mean, Nellie says we've been together for thousands of years. Yeah, that's what my Nellie's just something else. Bless her heart. Love her. I love her so much. She's just something else. You know, been together 1,000 years. You know what I mean? That's what she said. So anyway, Mother Carol will be the Father's will in Houston, Texas, Thursday, December the 12th, 2019. And she'll be there until the 15th. She's going to come down and bring edification, exhortation, and comfort. And if you ever want to see a mother, a real true mother, like you would read about in the book,
definitely.
You're going to see a mother. You know, if you notice, Mother Carol's not like a lot of these mistress-mouthed women.
Oh, definitely.
On Facebook and YouTube and stuff. You don't never see her getting out here batting words with men. Because first of all, number one, my house is not going to do nothing like that. They're not going to get out of pocket. I have complete 100% control and authority over my house. I promise I do. I promise, and I rule well. And in the good old words of Brother Baldwin, when he says, you, how do you put it? He said, you rear children,
mm-hmm.
and you train animals. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something between two R's. I forget what it was. I know one thing is rearing. Anyway, it'll come back later on. He filled up my head so much, man. My head's spinning. You know what I mean? Because when you get a bunch of brand new stuff, and it's just like anything. When somebody puts a defibrillator on your mind, you just start thinking. You know what I mean? You really start thinking. You go, wow, how deep does the rabbit hole go? You know, in the Matrix, they had a red pill and a blue pill. Put it before you. And you know what I mean? You could actually turn around and take that red pill, or you take the blue pill and go back to sleep. Yeah, you raise animals. Thank you, Brother Kabir. And you rear children. There you go. Raise animals and rear children. And that's right. But with this, make no mistake about it, that the ministries of Straightway is patriarchal 100%. And guess what? Women love it. You know why? Because they're protected. Brother Gideon, under his watch, man, I'm telling you, man, you know, because we can't literally call it a viable threat, mm-hmm. if you understand what I mean. But then again, just like it says in the Art of War, don't you ever bank on your enemy not coming. You just be prepared to receive him when he comes. And that's the way we live by it. But Brother Gideon, under his leadership, had the security team. I mean, brother, our Straightway security team, man, I'll tell you what, the only thing that if we had a little bit more, we need just with some of the brothers, we need a little bit more of maybe the grappling. You understand what I mean? I'm not so sure if a lot of them know much about hand-to-hand combat. I know well over 70% of them do. You understand what I mean? Now, we know all of them know how to shoot. And damn, all of them know how to shoot like ground. You know what I mean? They can shoot, every one of them. Now, we know. And Brother Gideon can make sure of that. But, brother, when I pulled up at the meeting down there, first person I saw was Brother Samuel. He was between the cut. They had brother on the street directing traffic. They had him at every exit, on the in the crowd, outside the crowd, at the doorways. I mean, everywhere. You probably looked up in the trees. They were probably in the trees too, brother. Our brothers were ready. I mean, they probably had every single brother that has ever been on security detail there. And little Elder, whatever his name is, didn't show up with his coalition. And a lot of other people did not show up either, but that's neither here nor say. But you can't say enough about the leadership that Brother Gideon is doing there with the security detail. He's doing a damn good job. And then I might throw in there Brother Brett, too. You know, Brother Brett, man, he's, Brother Brett is, man, I'm telling you, man, that's another warrior right there, too, man. We just I can't say enough. Rear sons and raise animals. Yep, rear sons and raise animals. I think I need to get this. When I bent down there, I messed up the camera there on the screen. Yeah, it's darn there. It is. It's coming back into focus right now. I had somebody tell me, you know, I think that was somebody some time ago, they turned around. And, you know, the envy is real.
Oh, mercy it is.
Do you know that there are people out there making videos trying to compare the calluses on their hands to mine? Why would somebody do something so stupid as that?
Mercy.
I mean, what? What's the problem?
The hell?
Are y'all that mentally challenged out there that it ain't got none? All that is just hard work. Bro, say, what your hands look like? Good mercy me. Boy, your hands, heard Bro saying, the hands look worse than mine. But is this some type of badge of honor to run around with hands like that? Or is that just saying that's just a hard working, you know, and these things develop over years, don't they? I mean, is that attractive or something?
Some status.
I mean, think about it, man. It looks like the bottom of their sidewalks. I mean, look, is that attractive or something like that? Why in the world would somebody want to turn around and brag on something like that? I mean, what's the deal? My shot takes them things and actually nobody want to make videos trying to compare calluses. Could somebody please tell me why? Maybe y'all can give me enlightenment or something. I don't get it. Somebody
envy.
Needs to
envy. That's
what is it? We're gone, they start baby madness generation. Jeez. I can't say enough about our set-apart sisters, our Israelite sisters. Everywhere they go, they are an example. Now, with many of you, in case you don't know, our women are straightway. They do not wear makeup. They don't wear jewelry. They don't pierce themselves. Now, they may come with piercings because they're wearing the scars from the world, but they don't go out and get additional piercings. So they don't wear all that stuff. They automatically get respect and honor just simply by the way they carry themselves.
Yes.
They cover their heads, and they do that as soon as they leave the confines of their house. They don't do it just because you're having a Hebrew meeting. They cover their heads all the time. You know, when they're in the confines of their home, and they're walking around inside the home where the family is, and they have their head there, they don't have to have it covered. But anytime another man or anybody comes around, it's not their head, they have their head covered. They wear skirts, long dresses, all the time. They just don't do that when we have Hebrew meetings.
True.
They don't paint their fingernails.
I mean,
different psychedelic colors. And they don't paint their toenails. They don't do that. They're set apart.
Amen.
The Most High God told us don't do like the other nations.
True.
Somebody said, well, better down. We talking about better down. Y'all gave us the jewelry, better down. You better go read it all in context.
Yes.
Because what he did give us, because we were some ungrateful and unthankful people, he turned around and stripped it from us.
Yeah.
Stripped us bad. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go read Yeshayahu, the third chapter, and get a good understanding. We can go all over the place with it now. We can start all the way back over in Bereshit, the 35th chapter. But go read it and get a good understanding. Just don't try to cherry pick the scriptures when you know good and well that you pale in comparison to the holiness of Sarah. Everybody thinks they are Naomi and a Sarah. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks that they are Deborah. You follow me? Everybody thinks they all think they're Miriam. You know, good. No woman out here ever admits that you are Jezebel. Yeah. And yet, that's what you see.
Yeah.
Jezebel painted her face.
Adorn that flesh. Yeah.
And you know what she did? She painted her face when she saw another man. Go try that on. She looked out the window, saw another man, and painted her face, had her face painted. As many of you whorish women out there do.
Yeah, market yourself.
Yeah, you go out there and put yourself on display. I'm telling you, you men, I'm telling you right now, if your woman is out on a job, she may not be telling you, but some man is making moves on her. I don't give a damn what anybody say. It's happening.
You need to scope down.
Yeah, they are, too. And it's sad. It's really sad. There's some bad stuff going on in this world.
Yeah.
Now for the news of the day. You ready to hear this?
Oh.
Now, this is disgusting. This is literally disgusting. I mean, nothing can surprise us anymore. But this is literally disgusting. I get in here, I sit down in the command center in the war room here. And so I'm going through the news feeds, right? And I said, you got to be kidding me. Are you listening to me? I'm sitting there thinking, you truly got to be kidding me. I had to actually wipe my eyes. I put my glasses on, my reading glasses. I said, I looked at it real close like this just to make sure that I'm seeing this right? Yeah, beat yourself. Beat yourself. Make sure that you're in a reality. Beat yourself really damn hard. I tell them, look, I did like this. I go, well, ain't that something? What is wrong with you people out there? And what is wrong with you people who claim the Israelites designed to be like the damn heathen out there? It don't make no sense to me. What part of set apart you don't understand?
True.
Nothing. Let me go to 2 Corinthians. Let me pick this up right here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I know it means something to some of you, but other of you, it don't mean nothing. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me trade out some specs here, man. I got so many reading glasses up in this thing, man. It is what power you want, 125, 150? It depends on how your eyes doing that day, isn't it? Verse 14, it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness? And what concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part have he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement have the temple of Yah with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Yah. As Yah have said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore? Because all that has been said now, wherefore? That means there's a call. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Master, and touch not the unclean thing. When he says, when you obey that and do that, look what he says. And I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Master Almighty. In other words, it's based on conditions. Every time I turn around, I see people, especially in the holiness, you know what I mean, living set apart. They go out here and see what the Gentiles are doing and desire to be like them rather than desiring to be like, you know, the holy women of old who adorned themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. You know what I mean? They not with broadened hair and costly array. You know, but hey, I don't.
Adorn the spirit, yes.
You won't believe, as we was coming up the road, how many people was packing these retail stores fighting over a $5 toast and a $2 microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Cars lined up, whole parking lot, just a bee frenzy.
Yeah.
Just the whole parking lot, just full to the max.
Yes, consumption.
Do you say you see somebody take a toast and run like they was getting ready to run a touchdown?
Touchdown, yeah.
This is what I saw on the news. It's sad, and I gotta report this. You ready for this one? A woman is getting ready to have her ass amputated because she was shooting injections in her ass trying to get a bubble butt.
Rejection is real.
And some stuff I'm not even going to mention on this. I mean, I ain't going to tell you what people are doing. It's that bad.
Bubble butt.
I always say it. Satan be getting y'all women, man. There's a sucker, a fool of a woman, foolish, clamorous women every single day.
Silly.
They can sell them the most stupidest stuff, man, they'll buy it. There was a woman the other day in a retail store, man, had fake eyelashes on, one halfway on, the other halfway off.
Dang.
Yeah, glue in the can on, man. Fake. Are y'all that dang challenged that you can't be content?
They not covered, I guess.
Hmm. I mean, fake everybody. Fake hair, fake eyelashes, Botox, fake titties, fake ass, fake chest, fake everything, fake booties, fake, just damn false, everything false.
False.
Falsehoods. And what's even bad today, men are going to get in there. Faces done. You know, it's an abomination when you see a man sitting in the beauty parlors, got his fingernails soaking. You see them palm olive commercials?
Yeah.
I know it sounds stupid, but it's so common. You got to be so damn common. Manicure. Now, my hand, I'm sorry, there's nothing manicured about these things. I can take a cinder block and file them down. It's unreal what's going on today. You know, the Most High got to come. But you know the one thing I learned about the ministry of the Straightway? It's one of the last baskets of what we call, used to call a long time ago, of holiness. Well, you can see men in their roles, women in their roles. And, of course, you know, women, that they're out with the door and it shows it better than anything. One of the last bastions of holiness, because everybody is going away backwards. Nobody is interested in seeking for the old paths. Nobody's interested in the restoration of all things. They all have gone away backwards.
No hope.
Every single one of them, all of them, gone away backwards. And for all seek their own.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing. It's sad. I'm in Straightway, Tennessee. I was in Straightway, Georgia East. I'm in Straightway, Tennessee now. Brother Kabir had an opportunity to visit down in Straightway, Georgia with El Rufus. Then he also went to Straightway, Georgia East. He spent the night with us there last night. Myself and my child, we took Brother Kabir to the airport early this morning. And he's already home, made it home safely. And I hope and pray that everybody else has made it home safely. Brother Brent housed quite a few saints that came for the meeting. You know, you can't say enough about him and Sister Sonia. You just,
yes.
Just true Israelites in whom there's no guile.
Yes.
You can't say enough about them, brother. I mean, they're just 100% bona fide servants.
Yes.
And just love it. They love God. And we all differ nothing from servants. And it's utterly amazing. I told him down at the meeting, you know, you got a lot of these people with their racist doctrine. And they talking about, what are you doing with all the white people? And I said, isn't that something? I said, I got a brother right here, white man, been sticking with me closer than a so-called brother. Isn't that amazing? Y'all go over and check out Kabir's last Berean moment. You'll see him. Wonder who that is. And then you got a brother that will turn on you in a damn minute, brother.
True.
You got a very few people that's going to be faithful. I didn't say there were no faithful brethren, and there are. But I ain't seen them until the last 10, 15 years.
True.
Deacon Bell, faithful brother.
Yes.
We got some faithful brethren in this thing. I ain't know it's going to be raining when we got home either, man. But anyway, we're going to take your phone calls here tonight. I'm not going to be too much longer, because I'm telling you, Kabir kept me up to 11:30 last night talking about guns. And if anybody know Kabir, he's got 1,000 questions, which I'm glad to answer. And boy, he's thorough in his questions, too. He does good on this program, too. And, man, he kept me up for a while. I thought I was going to go home and, you know what I mean, jump right on in the bed, but no, Kabir started in. He started in. I was glad to be able to help my brother. I always have a joyful time with him, too.
Oh, man.
Hallelujah. I truly do. I have a joyful time with Brother Kabir. Every single time I'm with him, I do. So mark that on your calendar that be the Father's will. We're going to be in Jacksonville, Florida. It's going to be a big turnout again. I'm looking forward to seeing you and you there. We got a big old presence there in Florida. Somebody asked me the question, and I want y'all to listen, all right? Somebody asked me the question about home fellowships, head of assemblies, blah, 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 blah. And their question was to me is, how do they give? All right. Well, usually what happens is if you're part of a home fellowship, if you're part of a community, and you're already given to that particular community, let's just say if you already give it to that community. Sometimes people take half, give it to the community, all fellowship, and send the other half to Straightway. What they usually do, the heads of assembly, the heads of home fellowship, the elders, or whoever it is, they'll take a tithe and an offering every single month from the particular assembly, and they'll send it up the Straightway. That's what they usually do. And that's how they usually do it, because they still have expenses and living expenses and things they got to do as well. But that's how they usually do it. And I usually, y'all know me, I don't like talking about money. I figure y'all been in Christianity so long and they done broke you so much through lies that you know more about the tithes and offering doctrine than I do. Don't they know it? Man, till you're blue in the face. And that's usually all I talk about here. Get your hands out of my pocket. Get your hands out of my pocket. Oh, Brother Gideon said it best. And I want to reiterate this. Brother Gideon said that he ain't going to tolerate a man hitting on a woman in his ministry. I'm probably adding a little jelly to it, but I know what he means. Or a man beating on a woman is married. We just that's just a fundamental no-go. And I second and third and fourth and fifth the damn notion. And I also would add a little bit more to it. Anytime you feel like you got to hit on a woman,
yes,
I promise you, I will go out and buy any ounce gloves you want. 8 ounce, 10 ounce, 12 ounce, 16 ounces. And we'll put your wife or your woman or your child on the other side of the ring, outside the ropes, and I'll stand in between them, and you can try to hit her all you want, but you got to get past me.
I should agree.
Huh? Now, mind you, that shouldn't be no problem, especially y'all younger bucks out there. I'm a 53-year-old man. I'm slow. I'm old. I'm decrepit. I'm broke down. I'm a has-been. My back hurts. God of mercy, man, huh? I got toe jam. I got everything. I got ailments, and man, this will be an easy win for you.
Come on.
What's the problem? Huh? Because I'm with my brother 100% on that. And if you get past this old, decrepit, broke down man, then you got all the brethren in Israel to get past.
Oh, yeah. That's
how we do it. See, we believe in a superior fire force. That's what we believe in. And very unbalanced force. Why do you think our sisters are so beautiful? And so when you see them, you see serenity. You see peace. You see it all over their face. Why do you think they're dwelling in peace and safety? Because they are secure in their person. Oh, I bet. Wait a minute. I got to ask Brother Paul about that word, too, because they keep using it. You know, there's a dictionary out there called, you know, you can get online etymology of words, see where they originate from.
Yeah.
But they're secure, and they dwell in safety. And that's the way it should be all across the board. Also, when I was there, I had to check a few brothers out. You know, he give a hug, and I said, man, I started feeling around their waist. I said, brother, where's your sword at? Oh, I ain't got one, and I ain't got. Brother, you breaking a commandment. Then Yahshua said, if you don't have a sword, go sell your cloak and go buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your sword at, brothers? Because I promise you, at that meeting, if there was 200 people there, and probably 80% of the people there were Straightway, I guarantee you that there was over 150 guns in that place. Guarantee it. Promise you that. Anyway, that's the guest calling number 310-982-4226. I'm going to go for a break here just for a moment. See how things are working. We're going to let our precious sister Wenda up there in Canada give you the mailing address if you choose to support the work of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. We'll be back here in a few minutes. Sister Wenda.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
The Bible says don't let your own lips praise you but another man. You know, people get upset because you got a lot of faithful brethren who are men, genuine men. You know, Brother Daniel Muir is a man. Brother Rob Mathis is a man. Brother Lee, a man. Brother L. Rupert is a man. Brother Gideon, a man. Brother Kabir, a man. They get mad when men praise another man for his work. Why? Why turn around and get all mad and upset about it? Just be a man, damn it. Because he's being a warrior. Tell you what. Let me give y'all something that happened a few years ago. I want y'all to see this. Listen real close. Ruler of the universe. Spiritual warfare. This is real spiritual warfare. Listen to this.
So I'm a man of God. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa. Guess where I'm going to be at? If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? That's why I'm not reverend. I'm not pope. I'm not bishop. I'm not deacon. I'm not elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless. Now, see, to think that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how that spirit, look. See how that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool.
Amen.
Boy, I hate them things, bro.
Amen.
I hate them things, bro.
Amen.
Look at them. I hate them. I hate them.
Amen.
Look at them. See it, Pastor?
Amen.
We're going to find out which one it is in a minute. Look, some sisters are still on.
Check it out. Rule of the universe.
Oh. By the way, what's your name, spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name?
Lane.
Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I ain't.
You ain't what?
I'm the ruler of the universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one? You rule everything.
That's a real demon. That's a real demon.
But it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today.
Amen.
And I tell you what, rule of the universe,
amen.
I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you.
Amen.
And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now.
Amen.
You
right
hear me?
Now.
Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda, you all right? Okay, you just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. May I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boop. Flew down here from New York.
Amen.
I don't blame, I would too.
Amen.
Sit up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in this close and stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, rule of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what, yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here.
Amen.
See my smiley face? You like it? Hmm? We got something for you.
Amen.
We got something for you.
Hmm?
We're going to cast you out.
Amen.
Hmm? Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send and get her through some prayer of curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through it myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the Father. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know that. You know how folks say, well, you know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old rule of the universe. Let that stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. I see him, Pastor? That's rule of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Rule of the universe. All right. I know.
Well, that's rule of the universe. Hey, Brother Kabir, did you leave us in a vehicle right here? It's an essential oil. If you did, we'll have it for you. If he's there, somebody's seen it, ask him about it. Let's go to the phone lines. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. You may or may not hear an automated voice. You like to talk to yours truly, Pastor Dow. You press number one. All right? Brother Kabir is already there. Let's see what he says. Yes, sir. All right. All right, my brother, I have it here for you, okay, when I see you again. All right? You want to, I'll mail it up to you and get it to you there ASAP. It's totally up to you. Guest caller number 310-982-4226. You may or may not hear an automated voice. Either way it goes, press number one. It'll put you in the caller queue. You'll hear me call your area code. You hear me call your area code? If you're listening, be it by phone or anything else, please don't have it on speaker. Immediately go straight to the phone where we can talk so you can speak with clarity and your voice come across real clear. You may ask something that other people may have, and they want to ask, but couldn't have. We can hear you clear, and I don't have to stumble over the words while I do all that. I'm going to take a few phone calls tonight because I tell you what, I'm coming up on real quick, fast, in a hurry, being up for 24 hours, and I don't want to be up that long. I'm tired. Literally tired. I've been driving all over the place lately. In the last few weeks, I've been literally all over the place again. All right, Brother Israel, call number 646. 646, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Israel there in New York?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm blessed to the Most High. Yah, highly favored. How can I help you?
Yeah, you are. I was just here pondering on that visual that you described regarding some man going to hit a woman. I was just laughing and pondering on it. I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen anywhere in Straightway. But anyway, I have a question regarding some. I got a private message from a gentleman named Vinny Barbarino. Not already the name is suspect to me, but he sent me these two pictures regarding a gentleman named Kanya Israel, and he had a concern regarding having white people to the ministry. I, in turn, because I see that also on the on your page being posted, and I actually tagged you in it also, but. Here's the things, Pastor, so I can make it quick, so other people can come in. Isn't he supposed to go to the eldership of whatever area first instead of taking this garbage to me?
Well, you have to understand, Brother Israel, most people don't have tact. They don't have respect, honor. They don't live by any code of honor, anything like that. So you're dealing with an unruly generation. A generation that is right in their own eyes. And you know what's amazing to me is that, I'm going to say this again for the umpteen thousand times. You ready to hear it?
Yes, sir.
The Bible, the scriptures, the Torah, the Tanakh, the Berit HaShoah, whatever you want to call it, it never, ever, ever deals with a person. If I can use that word to be pure, or let's say an individual, or let's say a man or a woman, based on the color or non-color of their skin. Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir. Well, absolutely.
It
I
deals
totally agree.
With people. It deals with people according to their nationality. Now, if we
right.
want to deal with people based on the color of their skin, then we got some problems. Because there was a man
Correct.
By the name of Laban who had a daughter that was given to an Israelite. And the word Laban means white. We also
white.
Had a prophetess by the name of Miriam, just who happened to be Moses' sister, who actually
mm-hmm.
skin, who turned white as snow. And it didn't even tell her that her skin returned back to its original color like Moses' did. And so
right.
these people are in trouble because it never deals with people based on the color or non-color of skin. It's all based on nationality. And if you have traveled much like I have traveled much. And the scripture says a man that has traveled much knows much.
Much.
And if you've been, I've been to many nations on the face of this planet Earth, and in every single nation, you do have a predominant, dominant nationality of a people, or people who have either melanated or non-melanated skin. But in every nation, you always have different individuals that look different than what people would call the indigenous people of that nation, but they are still considered people of that nation. What we have is carnality. We have racism. And people like that shouldn't even be entertained. They should be banned, blocked, and just tell them to keep moving on.
I did that already a long time ago. Sorry, yes, right, absolutely. I just wanted to confirm the proper protocol that when a brother has a concern, he should take it to his brother. And the brother doesn't want to hear, then he brings two witnesses. And if he still doesn't want to hear, then you bring it to the head of the leadership of that area. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're in the book.
All right then. Very well then. I just wanted to be sure because, you know, I cursed the brother out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Why? You know, I said, why are you bringing me this garbage? You know, I use some superlatives in my message to him, and let it be done. I said, take it to whoever over there. I don't need to hear this crap. But anyway, I appreciate your insight on this, Pastor. Once again, Shabbat Shalom. I thank you for everything you do. And hopefully I'll be seeing you sometime in the spring.
All right, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. I still want to send a shout-out to Brother Michael Israel and his lovely wife, Sister Koya, and then all the Israelites that helped give a hand to make the last meeting that we had a success, because there's a lot of labor that goes into putting these meetings together. And so your labor of love does not go unnoticed. We do appreciate it. I'd like to thank Brother Rob, Brother DeJerry for their audio skills, which y'all need to get better at. Y'all need to get a little bit more punctual. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of correction, but we thank y'all for y'all labor of love, because many people can't do it. Glory to the King. Let's go to Brother Jim there in Wisconsin. Call number 262-262. This is Pastor Dowell. You on the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you this evening?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. I mean, I'm just tired as usual. You know what I mean? I'm just busy. You know how it is, Brother Jim. I'm just busy. I'm always tired.
I've never seen you not busy. Never. Hey, you know, I've got something that I came across this week. And I thought about you. I wanted to share it with you because what it makes me think of is Israel as I read about Israel in the Bible.
And
it's a quote. It came about because I had lunch with an old friend of mine. But the quote is, strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times, and hard times create strong men. Kind of a cycle of actions. And what I thought about with that is Israelite men are always, in my experience now, strong men. And they raise strong Israelite men up. And Israel, as I read it, you know, when they didn't have strength in them, and when they went aside from the word of the Most High, that's when they got into trouble and they had hard times.
Okay.
And so I just thought it was an interesting analogy. That's all.
I mean, it's a truthful analogy. That's all there is to it. It really is. I mean, What more can I add to that? It's a wisdom saying.
I understand, Pastor. I understand. So that's all I have tonight. I just bless you. I haven't called in much for a while, and this one I thought was worthy to call in and mention to you.
All right, my brother. Be encouraged.
I am. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call number 772-772, Brother Dex. This is Pastor Dow, Circuit Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Dex?
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Dex. What you got?
Indeed. Well, first off, I want to thank you for coming out to Atlanta, where I was able to get a chance to hang around you. And in case I was one of the brothers, my firearm was in my book bag. I don't like this holster. It's not as comfortable for long sitting down, but next time I'll make sure so is on my waist. I'll take that rebuke. And I just really thank you guys for coming out and, you know, definitely being down here in Florida with Michael Israel, being able to have him close by. I'm definitely going to take advantage of that. But as you know, I'm always down here, you know, talking with cats, trying to just figure out the most of the word. And this question this week is in regards to the Holy Spirit.
All right.
I was in a barbershop getting my hair cut, and I was talking to a friend, and a lot of the people that he cuts, we all keep the Sabbath, but he doesn't. So he was telling me that the Holy Spirit was talking to him, and it's led to him and stuff. And I said, wait a minute. It says that the Holy Spirit is only there to remind you what Jesus said. What you're saying, there's no scripture for it. Now, at the same time, I guess, coming from a Christian background, I can't tell somebody they don't have the Holy Spirit in them. You know what I mean?
I
can confirm it is if somebody is speaking tongues. Oh, well, exactly. Well, there you go. I wanted to ask, how do you better discern that? Because I haven't yet been able to speak in tongues. So how would you discern someone that is saying this is what the Holy Spirit said to them?
First of all, the Holy Spirit is not going to say anything contrary to what is already written, and take that tongue in cheek, because you almost have to look behind every single word that is actually said or written down, because surely the penmanship of the scribe is in vain. So you need to look behind every other word, become a student of the word. But, brother, speaking in tongues is just a sign. That's all it is. It's just a sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. All it is confirmation. Are you following me? Am I making sense?
Yes, sir, you are.
But it's really not as complicated as people continue to keep making it. Like I keep telling people over and over again, you know, you may have to tarry just for a small moment of time, but you ain't got to do all this begging, all this praise and screaming and shouting and hollering and all that stuff. Receive the Holy Spirit. I know it sounds crazy. All you have to do is receive it. That's it. Receive it. It's really that simple. And he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. Key point. You get that?
Yes, sir.
And so, again, tongues are just for a sign. Not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. That's what it is. Confirmation of it. So, brother, just keep seeking until you get the confirmation, because normally, I would tell you this, when you do get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have the genuine one, you'll start doing more miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what people don't want to discuss about the Holy Spirit, because usually people out there in the theological realm that have never really truly experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they don't do too many miracles, signs, and wonders. Now, make it sense?
Yes, so you are, because I did bring that up to him. He was telling me about Kanye West. And I'm like, dude, you'd be a fool to believe that this man is really saved. I mean, the world loves him. And the scripture says, if they hate you, it's because they hated me first. And you can't be a friend of the world and a friend of Yah. But, you know, I said, well, how come he's not
hearing
anybody? How come I haven't heard
you know
his repentance?
Kanye West is a good example of a deceiver. He's a damn good deceiver. And Christianity is the model that he markets everything by. And I'm telling you, man, if people follow that garbage, man, they deserve exactly what they get.
Yep. Sucks for these guys, man, because Kabir's message definitely helped out, because I know there's a lot of people like him who think that they are serving the Most High. But like the word says, unless you're keeping the commandments, you don't truly love me. So I try to work with guys like that. I try to show them the truth as best as I can. But, you know, I'm not going to keep throwing my pearls before swine, because then I'll be the one in offense. So Yeah,
I would.
Try a little bit longer and keep it moving.
All right, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Bless, brother Zach.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Hey, you got it. Shalom, shalom. Can't wait to the next feast.
Hallelujah. I'm going to try to take these calls a little bit faster. I got quite a few people. Man, why y'all do that? Man, there's a bunch of people in the caller queue tonight. I don't mind. I truly don't. But wow, what in the world? Let me go ahead and take these phone calls. I'll take a few more, okay? Let's go to Illinois. Brother Tim, Sister Nikki, 773-773 is Pastor Dowell. You on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, hell is low.
Can you hear me? Okay. Oh, I was just making sure you heard me, Pastor. I just want to say, first of all, I just want to say I thank you for everything you do when it comes to, like, the videos and everything. I actually, you know, that's how I got into a lot of this, and through somebody that's already a party ministry, Brother Will and his family, they've been going down there, and I kind of learned about you through them, and I've been kind of getting closer and things like that. And I wanted to actually kind of make myself more known in the ministry, because my wife, she's been going to your feast and everything, and I had my issues being rebellious and whatnot, but, you know, now I'm moving forward, and I'm trying to do more. And I have some questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
And so it's kind of two questions, because one, the person who was just last on, he just reminded me of a question I had, and it's regarding me as far as trying to receive the Holy Spirit and everything. Like, now I know I'm doing everything right when it comes to keeping commandments, doing everything like that. And I can even feel, you know, my tongue and everything doing different stuff when I'm praying, even today. And I don't have a problem with that. But my thing is, when it comes to you knowing that you are doing these works, or, you know, trying to do deliverance and stuff, like, say I have instances where, you know, even my wife or my child, that things happen with them, and I'm knowing, like, in my mind, I'm knowing this is like a demon, but I don't know how to handle it. You know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to just, right then and there, no matter who it is, whether it's my wife, my child, my friend, whoever, to bind a thing, like, right in the moment?
Yeah. Yeah, because okay. The Messiah said whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. That's the reason why it's very important, my brother, for you to be able to attend whenever you can, okay? I realize the story, the account, to come down, especially during the feast days, you know, when we do a lot of deliverance. You can be exposed to mass deliverance. You can really, truly see the difference between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, because what we're doing ain't no plaything here. This is the real deal. We are literally, truly casting demonic spirits out of people, setting people free. Are you following?
Oh, yeah, it's not that I don't believe it. Like, even me right now, I talked to my wife. She just delivered me from the Ahab, which is what I was suffering from for a lot. So I already knew all this stuff was real. It's just the fact that I'm saying when it comes to me, because a lot of thoughts cross my mind where it's like, you know, if you say that to this person, they might take offense to it. You know, like, if I see, like, some pride swell up in a person or something, or even my wife or something, and you say it, then they take offense. You see what I'm saying?
Hey. First of all, number one, you can't walk around in this life like you're walking on eggshells. Speak the truth, stand for the truth, and the Most High will fight for you.
Okay.
You got me, my brother?
All right, then.
It's that simple. Have you ever seen anybody's feelings and emotions bleed?
No. The thing is, I say stuff like that, but it's just, you know, somehow, some way, people able to say certain things that make me feel kind of bad. I think about it like, dang, maybe I was too much, or maybe I said too much or I did too much. But then I'm knowing, like what you said, that as long as I didn't do anything crazy to them, I know I didn't sin against them or do nothing like that, then it's not a problem, right?
Can I help you out, my brother?
Yes, please.
No matter what somebody says, or no matter what you say to somebody, you tracking me so far, right?
Yes.
The only way you could be hurt or they could be hurt is if you receive in a negative way what they're saying.
Okay.
You hear it? People talk about me all the time. I just don't receive the rhetoric. I don't receive the lies, so therefore it doesn't trouble me. It don't bother me. You understand what I mean?
All right.
Is that making sense?
No, I understand what you're saying. Just don't even
worry
about it. If
I receive what they're saying, then I would be troubled and I would be bothered. But since I don't receive it, are you following me? I don't let it land on me and I keep it going.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you for that. And have a good night.
Bless you, my brother. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also just briefly here, just for a second, okay? Can I have everybody undivided attention? Would y'all please tune in? Camera, come right here. Not that I want you to look at this man. I want y'all to listen to me. I want undivided attention. I said it early on Facebook. I'm going to try to say it again, okay? Most of you, are y'all listening? Are you really, truly listening to me? Have you stopped what you're doing? Pick your damn heads up out of them sorry-ass cell phones. Matter of fact, your damn cell phone should be put over to the damn side. That damn distraction shouldn't even, you should be giving me your undivided attention. Give me some respect and show me some honor as a preacher called of y'all. Cut the damn thing off and put it over to the side. And stop doing whatever the hell else you're doing and listen to me so you can get edified and damn grow, okay? Because what you're doing ain't working. That's the problem we got today is that you can't focus worth shit. Every damn thing's a distraction. You can't hear a damn thing because you're too busy being damn distracted. So listen to me. Are y'all, do I got your attention now? When you wake up in the morning, every single morning, your mind is already working. Some of your mind has gotten so strong that it influences your body. Meaning that whatever you feel, your body communicating, it's already done had an avenue based on what has been received in the mind. Mind you, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Most of you, the only way you can feel any damn thing in this world is based on past experiences. Am I right? Your body is familiar with them. When you think about those past experiences, guess what your body do? It confirms them through either the negative emotion or feeling that you've already done experience. You've got to reprogram your mind. You got to wipe out your hard drive. You've got to meditate on the Word of God day and night. There are some people, very few, in this world that are capable of being able to handle your past and be able to put you on the right path so you can walk in the newness of life, never experience any condemnation, never experience being condemned. Those are the people that edify to life. You need to start looking towards the future and being more happy at the place that Yah has you in now, knowing that your future is a hell of a lot brighter than what your dark-ass past was. I talked like that earlier on Facebook. You take that advice right there, and you start reprogramming your mind, you'll have joy unspeakable. All the worry, the stress, and the pains of life, too. They go away because you're doing what the book says, where it says, think on these things, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is kind, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is a good report. Hey, think on these things. You're starting to learn how to think right then. Y'all hear me? Stop being so damn distracted in this world. Y'all hear me? Let's go to Kentucky. Call number 270-270. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Strip Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom.
My name is Jonathan Brooks. I'm calling to make myself known. I was down at the conference yesterday in Atlanta, got to meet you and a lot of the elders and the brethren, and I just wanted to call and make myself known. And I ended up linking up with Brother Ron up here. I think they got back earlier tonight up here in Clarksville. And that's pretty much it. Calling to make myself known and looking forward to coming around more and being around the brethren.
Brother Jonathan.
Yes, Pastor.
I want to ask you a question, my brother. So what did you think about meeting me and the brother in this straightway? Your own personal, opinion. First time meeting. What do you think?
Well, I was sitting back with another brother that we picked up and my brother that moved in with us from South Carolina. And I told him, this feels like a, if I could say this, a family reunion. And when you came around, I want everybody to know that was a true statement that you said when you said that you try to make it your business to walk around and greet everybody. He actually did that. And when you walked up to us, it was like a calming spirit just came over me. And I don't know if it happened for those other brothers, but I know for me, it was a real calming spirit. And when I looked you dead in your eyes, there was no malice. There was no sense of intimidation. It was just love. And it was love from all the brethren. Now, when I walked up to come into the building, I did have my Army backpack on, and which I expected, the straightway security team, of course, they asking questions, and I could hear them like, hey, who's this guy with the backpack? That's expected. They don't know me. But once we spoke and they, felt me out, if I could say that, it was all love, bless your brother, peace, brother, stuff like that. So I don't get, well, I do understand how all the naysaying could come about, but go to the person in person, like how Michael Israel said, go get an eyewitness. It's as simple as that. And that's what I did. Came on down there to Atlanta and met you face-to-face, met Elder Rufus, took a picture, shook his hand, met Brother Kabir, Brother Daniel. There's a total 180 of how people try to paint a picture of the ministry. It is not, I'm saying this for anybody listening who may be still on the fence, who may be afraid because of what someone else is going to say about them if they think, oh, if I say I'm going to go see somebody for straightway, they might look at me funny. So what? Screw that. Go meet them. I don't want to take up too much time. There's a lot more I could say because I'm kind of getting fired up thinking about all the naysayers or whatnot. But I just wanted to just call and make myself known. And I was speaking to Brother Ron, and he advised that I do that this evening. So that's pretty much all, Pastor Dow. It's myself, my wife, well, my Shia, since we learned I wouldn't want to use the term wife anymore. My Shia, my three seeds, and my brother, spiritual brother, but he's more close to me than a blood brother, I tell you that, because we are here striving, keeping his word. He moved in from South Carolina, and we're over here in Oak Grove, right outside of Fort Campbell, right next to Clarksville, and we're here.
Glory to the King. Make sure that you support Brother Ron. All the Israelites up there, man, y'all grow together in unity and faith. All right, my brother?
Receive, Pastor Dow. Receive. Check.
Bless you, my brother. It's been an honor. Shabbat shalom. All right. Man, I got a good God. I'm not going to be able to get to all y'all. I'm sorry. I just ain't going to be able to do it. Let's go to Orlando, Florida, call number 407-407. Pastor Dow, you on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. I'll get y'all next week, be the Father's will, okay? Let me make sure. Where I'm going to be at next week? Yeah, I'll be here next week. All right, so we'll get it. But let's go ahead. What you got there in Orlando, Florida?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Pastor Shabbat Shalom. I'm sorry, I wasn't sure if it was me when you said 407. I just figured maybe it was. I am good. Thanks for asking. How about you, sir?
I'm doing well. Can you speak just a little bit louder and tell us who you are?
Hi, my name is Shavani, and I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am just thank you for all the information. I have learned so much between YouTube and Sister to Sister, and I just really wanted to say thank you and try to get connected with maybe some local community people in the Atlanta area and ways to go about doing that because I really don't know. And I figured I told myself I didn't want this month to finish without reaching out and just saying thank you. And I listen, I lurk, I observe the information. And I have so much more to learn, I know, but I just want to know what the next steps are.
Well, the first thing I'm going to do, what we're going to have to do, sister, I don't know nobody there truly in the Atlanta area. So we're going to put you in touch with Straightway Georgia. There with Elder Rufus, okay?
Okay.
I got your phone number right here. I'll give Elder Rufus your phone number in the morning, and more than likely, Sister Jennifer or Sister Sandra will reach out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, you are welcome.
And thank you again if I can just say something,
I'll
let you go. You'll have time for the others. I came from a family that was three generations of Jehovah's Witnesses. When I started to question the doctrines and the teachings that they were teaching, I was in fellowship.
They do that. You know, they do that a lot.
Yes, my friend, they kicked me out. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever dealt with, losing what I saw as my spiritual family for asks and questions. And I just told myself I never wanted to deal with that again. I started just cutting off all religions and just not wanting to deal with that. And I came across a video on YouTube that kept being recommended to me. It was you and your wife in the car, Mother Carol in the car, and you were talking, and it just resounded as the truth. Every time I would go back, and something would upset me because of my pride, and I would go back and I would listen, and it just kept resounding as truth. And I just realized I'm really just hardening my heart because of what happened to me in my time when I was in the wrong place with the Jehovah's Witnesses. And so using their fat to fry, straightway. And I just kept, no matter how much I tried to do it, I just kept coming back to, this makes sense and this is the truth. And I told myself this month would not finish without me reaching out and, connecting and continuing to try to progress in that truth. So
well, sister, all I can say to you is welcome home.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you actually spell your name?
S-H-A, V as in Victor, O-N-E-S-E.
S-H-A-V-O-N-E.
S-E, yes, sir.
All right. We'll put you in touch with the Israelites down there, sister. Welcome home.
Thank you, Pastor. Good night, and I hope you get some rest soon.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. I've got, probably about four or five, six callers in here from California. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I'm extremely tired. I'm already done across my threshold. I'll get with y'all. Be the Father's will next week. If y'all sign up for Patreon, don't forget Patreon. I'll put links down at every end of the YouTube video. You got some questions, we're faithful in answering your questions there. We truly, truly are.
I'm there on Facebook. I spend a little time on YouTube now, but I'm mostly moving everything to Patreon because it's where my faithful Israelite brothers and sisters are, okay? The ministry of Yahshua is growing. It's his. We're all of his servants, and we're different nothing from servants. That's period, point blank. Looking forward to seeing you, you, and you at tomorrow's Shabbat service, okay? Y'all be encouraged, okay? All right, I will get to y'all, be the Father's will, next week, okay? For those of you in Texas and California. Y'all pray continually for our strength in the Most High Yah and all those that are doing the work of the Messiah in the spirit of truth, all right? Y'all be encouraged. I bless each and every last one of you, the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, the mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.